Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Coming up, as space becomes more and more commercialized, thousands are choosing to visit space after they've died. Or rather, their ashes do.
I mean, you dream it, somebody will make it happen for you, right?
More on so-called memorial space flights. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, today's headlines. And a note, this first story may be disturbing for some listeners. Authorities are investigating a house fire in Porterville that killed 5 people. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado reports 4 children are among the dead.
The Porterville Fire Department says the fire broke out just before midnight on Sunday. It happened at a residence on the south side of the city. A TV news crew on scene showed images of a burned RV. Fire crews say they encountered heavy fire inside the home when they arrived. They managed to remove 5 people from inside, and 4 of them were children. Despite conducting life-saving measures, fire and paramedics say nobody survived. Authorities are notifying family before releasing any names. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. In a message posted to social media, the fire department said its thoughts and condolences are with those affected by the tragedy. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
UC Merced announced its largest donation ever on Monday. The university said it was given $38 million by the philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. She's also the former wife of billionaire Jeff Bezos. This is the second major gift that Scott has made to the UC Merced campus. University officials say it underscores the campus's growing national profile. The university plans to use the funding for student initiatives, faculty research, and capital projects. And the city of Merced is growing, and with a growing city comes a growing need for public services. Elizabeth Wilson, with our news partner, the Merced Focus, reports that city officials recently approved a brand new fire station.
The fire station is expected to cost around $14 million. It will be located on M Street and M Circle in the Bellevue Ranch area, north of the city. This would be Merced's 6th fire station, and it will be in one of the fastest-growing parts of the city. Officials say they want to increase response times to new neighborhoods. The project still needs to go through the design phase before construction. But this isn't the only new fire station coming to Merced. The city also plans to build one near the UC Merced campus, which the city annexed last year. In Merced, I'm Elizabeth Wilson.
The Supreme Court has declined to review a civil rights case involving a Bakersfield bakery and a same-sex couple. It leaves in place an appellate court's ruling that a business cannot refuse service to a customer based on their sexual orientation. In 2017, a Bakersfield bakery known as Tastries refused to sell a cake to 2 women who wanted to celebrate their same-sex wedding. The couple filed a civil rights complaint that made its way up the courts. Initially, a court ruled in favor of the bakery, but the state later successfully appealed in favor of the women. Oil drilling is expected to ramp up in Kern County starting in January. That's after a state bill cleared the way for local oil production to resume in the face of rising fuel prices. The Bakersfield Californian reports that a judge recently lifted an order limiting oil permits in light of the new law. The order was officially lifted last month, but officials were notified last week. The newspaper reports that environmental advocates are likely to continue challenging the oil permitting process.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from Fresno Mazda, part of the Prieto Automotive family, leading the industry in the IIHS 2025 Top Safety Pick Awards, helping move Mazda closer to the goal of eliminating traffic fatalities. More information and the Mazda digital showroom available at myfresnomazda.com.
And now to our main story. When you hear the words space race, you might think back decades to the 20th century, when tensions between the U.S. and the Soviet Union flared, and the U.S. ultimately sent a man to the moon. But competitive space travel is still very much ongoing today, and it's becoming increasingly commercialized and privatized. Boeing and Elon Musk's company SpaceX have now both shuttled astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Earlier this year, Jeff Bezos' company Blue Origin sent an all-female crew to space. We now have a U.S. Space Force, and President Trump has proposed a Golden Dome missile defense system to protect the U.S. from space warfare. With all this talk of space exploration, you may be dying to go to space yourself. But would you consider going even after you died? Turns out, there's a private company that can make that happen. Today, we are revisiting that idea with a previous Central Valley Daily conversation that explores why more and more people are choosing to launch cremated ashes into the cosmos. To start, KVPR's Carrie Klein reports on why and how this is possible.
Wendy Yang always admired her older sister, Cy Vang.
She was a person who really loved living the autonomy of life.
They grew up in Visalia in the San Joaquin Valley. As an adult, Cy lived in San Francisco, and when she wasn't working, she traveled to more than 40 countries.
One of my most proudest accomplishments while traveling was climbing the Mount Everest.
But in 2020, when Cy was just 43, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
We found out in May, November she passed.
But before she did, Wendy says Cy told her she wanted to be cremated and put Wendy in charge of dispersing the ashes. Wendy considered dropping them out of a plane or scattering them at sea, but then...
I was like, well, what about space?
And that's how she came to be standing near Vandenberg Space Force Base on the Central Coast earlier this summer, as a rocket carrying her sister's ashes prepared to blast off.
All systems go.
A company called Celestis was in charge. It specializes in so-called memorial space flights. They packed less than a teaspoon of Cy's ashes into a tiny capsule the size of a watch battery. Then that and 62 capsules with other people's remains were tucked into a satellite and placed in a rocket.
T-minus 10, 9.
And that launched into the sky as Wendy and other family members watched.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
When the satellite reached orbit, Wendy finally felt relief. She found herself telling her sister,
you can go. You know, you can go. You can go now.
This satellite will orbit the Earth for 3 to 5 years before it falls and burns up in the atmosphere. The company's least expensive spaceflight costs $3,500. That's less than half the median cost of a traditional funeral and viewing. Celestis president Colby Youngblood says that's the goal.
To make space accessible for everyone.
Even if that's after death. Which, ironically, is how the creator of the original Star Trek TV show, Gene Roddenberry, visited space.
Space, the final frontier.
Celestis was the first to offer memorial space flights in 1997. Youngblood says they've sent up the remains of more than 2,000 people, and demand is increasing.
Skyrocketing, literally, to use the pun.
So is demand for cremation. Barbara Kebbis of the Cremation Association of North America says that's partly because Americans are becoming less religious and they move more.
And so having a cemetery with generations of family members may be less critical and cremation may be more appealing.
All that has sparked creativity in how people honor the remains. Kebbis says encasing them in jewelry is popular.
I know of an artist who incorporates the cremated remains into paint and can paint a portrait.
Ashes can be packed into fireworks and even shotgun casings.
Often way to memorialize somebody is to go out on that first day of hunting season and include them in the hunt one last time. I mean, you dream it, somebody will make it happen for you, right?
Wendy Yang's dream was for her sister Cy to keep on traveling, but she didn't realize Cy's spaceflight would change her worldview too.
When it dawned on me that my sister is orbiting, it just kind of felt like, there's someone up there that loves me, you know?
She says she'll never look at the sky the same again. For KVPR News, I'm Carrie Klein.
That story was produced with the support of the California Newsroom. Carrie Klein now joins me at our KVPR studios to chat a little more about her story. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Liz.
So is the sole purpose of this satellite that's been sent into orbit for these people's ashes? And does the rocket belong to Celestis?
No, and I find this part really fascinating. It's kind of a window into, you know, how commercialized space is becoming. So the rocket that carried these remains was actually owned by SpaceX, and that's the company owned by Elon Musk. It was their rocket called Falcon 9, which launches a couple times a week, and companies can rent space on it to deliver their own stuff called payloads into orbit. This was actually called a rideshare mission, and a few times a year, Celestis rents out space on this rideshare, as do lots of other companies. Interestingly, the satellite that's currently orbiting, which was carried by SpaceX, that satellite doesn't belong to Celestis either. It's called a CubeSat satellite. Its main purpose is a kind of research out there in orbit, and the little box with human remains is just along for the ride and is tucked inside this satellite.
Okay, you said that this is just one kind of spaceflight offered by Celestis. So what are the others and what's the cost look like?
Yeah, well, so there are four different options offered by Celestis. This is kind of the middle of the range. The simplest option is a quick flight. It goes up a few miles into lower orbit and then back down. Families actually get those ashes back so they can say that their loved one has been to space and back. That one's $3,500. The mission that Cy Vang and those 62 others were on into orbit, that's $5,000 to get onto that flight. And then for $12,000, the company can deposit your remains on the moon. They have had one successful mission to the south pole of the moon, or they can also launch into deep space. You'll go 200 million miles and orbit the sun basically forever. And there are a small number of other companies out there offering similar flights at similar prices.
That is just crazy. And it's pretty wild that Gene Roddenberry used this service. I understand he's not the only celebrity whose remains have gone to space.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So Celestis president Colby Youngblood told me that a number of Star Trek actors, too, have used this service. Also, sci-fi writer Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote 2001 A Space Odyssey, and there have been famous athletes, and the company has even sent hair samples from a bunch of former presidents, including JFK, George Washington, and Dwight D. Eisenhower, and all of those were donated by a private collector who somehow got these remains. Interestingly, back to Gene Roddenberry, the first Celestis flight in 1997 was not actually his first time in space. His ashes were also smuggled onto a NASA space shuttle in 1992 by an astronaut, and then they were returned to his family on Earth.
So as space becomes more commercial, there are concerns that are kind of growing for space junk or overcrowding in the orbit. So what are companies like these doing to prevent that issue?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, the fact that these companies rent space with each other is something they tout as minimizing junk, as in, you know, there's not a tiny little box in orbit for every one of these missions. They're tucked inside spacecraft that are already being used for other missions. But also, the Federal Aviation Administration has proposed some rules to limit the lifespans of satellites in orbit so that they don't stay out there forever. And from what I understand, those rules are not set in stone yet, but Celestis said they're going with companies that are preemptively following those rules. And that's why this latest mission will come back down in just a few years.
KVPR Associate Editor Carrie Klein, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.
And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.